5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. It is a basketball kind of day on the program, on KFKA later on. We've got UNC Bears coverage. Whew, that was a close one yesterday, but they get the win over Chicago State, playing again at 1 o'clock. Mike Rice will have the blue and gold pregame show for you. There you go. At 12:30. And we got a big one coming up here in about 30 minutes. The Colorado State Rams are in the Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City, playing inside a T-Mobile Center, going up against Boston College. Kevin Lytle from the Colorado and joining us from the arena in Kansas City, ready to get you started with this. Well, this is going to be a true test for Colorado State, Kevin.
Yeah, it really is. The Rams are heading into a huge stretch here of about 3 weeks of non-conference play, and yeah, it starts in 25 minutes or so against a Boston College team that's off to a really good start, 4-0. They're obviously in the big, powerful ACC, so really, really good test for the CSU here to see where they're at.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I haven't watched any Boston College games. I know their record, and I know they got a stud, Quentin Post. And surprisingly enough, he does, you know, he rebounds a lot. It's hard to believe a guy with the last name of Post rebounds. He's averaging about 20 points a game, about 10 rebounds a game. So, Kevin, obviously that's got to be task number one for CSU when you look at a guy like that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and yeah, if you're named Post, you have to be 7 feet
tall. You have to
tall.
Rebound. You have to
play basketball. Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, he's going to be a really big challenge. I think his last game he had 20 and 19 or something like that. He's a really talented big man, and he can shoot from outside, so a really fascinating test. I'm guessing Joel Scott is going to be on him a lot. TSU will probably throw some doubles at him as well, try and get the ball out of his hand. But really, really big test. You know, Boston College offensive rebounds really well, which we know can be one of CSU's, you know, Achilles heels. So those are a couple really big challenges and I guess key points if you're watching the game to see how CSU handles the big man and the offensive rebounding.
Do you think, you know, when you look at, again, I know there's going to be matchups and with switches and things like that, but as you said, Joel Scott going to primarily be the guy. But do you see, you know, a lot of help on a guy like this trying to help out their boy Joel Scott?
Yeah, I think so. You know, CSU doesn't double a ton, but I think they will in this game. I think you're going to see some baseline doubles to try and, like I say, get the ball out of his hands, whether it's via turnover or even make him just pass out so that he's not beating you himself. Yeah, I think in this one, you're going to see a lot of help defense on the big man.
Yeah, Kevin Lytle joining us from the Colorado and getting set to bring you coverage. Follow Kevin, of course, on his Twitter account as CSU taking on Boston College to start this Hall of Fame Classic from the T-Mobile Center. What are these tournaments like, man? I mean, I always know teams say they like these tournaments because it gives you that feel of kind of conference play and eventually, you know, postseason play. Maybe that's March Madness. But from your take of it, what's it like? Is there a lot of excitement in the air?
So these are funny. It depends on where you are and who the teams are and what the matchups are, because this is going to be a really high-level game, but in a pretty empty arena. You know, this thing's about 18,000. They have some of the top tarped off. But for this game, there, you know, there's a decent CSU contingent, but, you know, we're still talking, you know, not like half the arena or anything like that. The big crowd is going to be Creighton in the second game. You know, it's not far from Omaha. Obviously, Creighton's top 10, so the Creighton fans are everywhere. They're throughout the hotel. They're throughout the city. So if CSU wins this one, and assuming Creighton wins, they'll play tomorrow, and that will be a crazy atmosphere. But in this one, it's honestly going to be pretty quiet. So it's fascinating how you get these, where it's high-level basketball, a lot of people watching on TV, but in the gym, because it's, you know, a long road trip for everyone. It's you know, not a huge crowd for CSU and Boston College.
So, Kevin, again, reiterate that for us. What happens if the Rams can get the dub against Boston College? What are we looking at for tomorrow?
Yeah, so this is basically a four-team sort of round-robin tournament. You play two games. So it's CSU and Boston College to start, and then the later game is Creighton and Loyola Chicago. And basically the winners play tomorrow and the losers play tomorrow. So if CSU wins, like I say, no offense to Loyola, but most likely that would mean a Creighton matchup tomorrow. And otherwise, it would be CSU and Loyola Chicago, which is another pretty good team. So no matter what, CSU's getting two pretty good games. Obviously, if it ends up being Creighton, they get a really, 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 really good game.
Yeah, you're going to find out a lot about yourself. Well, you'll find out a lot about yourself against Boston College today. And, I mean, by the time this tournament is over, we're going to kind of get a better understanding of who this Rams team is. It's not the end-all, be-all, but we'll certainly get a better understanding.
Yep, exactly. I mean, there are other resume opportunities coming quickly after this, but this is a very much a testing ground for CSU. And, you know, I think if CSU goes 1-1 this tournament, kind of no matter how that 1-1 happens, that would be fairly successful.
You did a quick kind of interview segment there that you posted at the Colorado and with Kyan Evans, and I texted you last night. I love that stuff. It's short and sweet, but just getting a chance to know a little bit more about the freshman, because I think there's a lot of people that are building up some high expectations for this guy, but this one's a little extra special because he's home, right?
Yep. Yeah, I'm guessing fans have probably noticed, you know, on his jersey it says KC Evans. CSU has two, they have Kyle and Kyan Evans, so both are K-Y Evans, so you can't do your normal, you know, initial start on the jersey, so they just put his middle initial in, and it works out great, because he's from Kansas City, so, you know, pretty cool. He gets to, you know, literally wear his city on his back, and now he's back home, you know, fresh, again, great coincidence as freshman year, CSU has a game scheduled in Kansas City, so yeah, he didn't know the number, but he said he has a ton of family and friends coming to this game. I know his parents were at practice watching them last night. So really, really cool. These are the fun ones when kind of just cool coincidence happens and a kid gets to play, you know, a hometown game.
It seems like a lot of people are high on this guy, dude. You tell us. I mean, talking to coaches,
right,
players, fans, this guy's going to be the future for Colorado State.
Yeah, they're really excited. You're right. The coaching staff loves him, thinks he has a chance to be really good. You know, we've seen some flashes. He's had some pretty amazing, you know, individual plays here and there. He's a freshman, so he'll get lost sometimes. He'll get lost defensively. You're going to see teams try and trap him, see how he deals with it. But that's all stuff that you know, that's normal for a freshman point guard. But, yeah, he's a really talented kid. And at one point I kind of joked, except for not joking, to Nico Medved, said, you know, do you have Kyan following Isaiah Stevens around like a puppy dog? He said, well, yeah, pretty much. He goes, that's pretty much what he does. I said, well, that seems like a good plan.
How does Isaiah respond to that? Because you and I have talked about it at length. He is an amazing individual, obviously a spectacular basketball player. But now, I mean, he's been a leader of this team for years now. But you got a guy that's like, is supposed to be the second coming of Isaiah Stevens. And so that's an extra responsibility for Isaiah to know, okay, I gotta really help foster this guy and build him up so that he when I'm gone, he can pick up right where I left off.
Yeah, I think that's a role Isaiah will relish. And he's always been big on, you know, helping grow and develop players. And, you know, frankly, he's going to be a coach someday. I would be stunned if he's not. Obviously, he has, you know, a pro-playing career to handle first. But this guy is going to be a coach someday. And, you know, this is almost like an early version of it, of, you know, he's the old guy. He knows this is his last college basketball season. And I think he's absolutely giving Kyan and other, you know, players as well, Tavy Jackson, you know, even non-point guards too, any tips and tricks that he can. And a lot of it's by example too. I mean, if you look at his resume, you know, say you're Kyan Evans, you know, he's breaking every record under the sun. You know, it would behoove you to just watch what he does and say, well, yep, I'll do that. Zay's putting in extra shots, I'll go put in extra shots, that type of stuff. So yeah, I think it's absolutely a you know, mentor-mentee relationship in a lot of ways.
All right, Kevin, how can we watch this game? This is going to be a big opportunity for the national audience to watch, obviously, Colorado State, but to see Isaiah Stevens in person. That's going to, I mean, if he has a big game on the center stage here, obviously that's going to, could perhaps skyrocket his stock and all of that.
Yep, I mean, fair or not, you know, these type of games do help with that. If you can, like you say, have a big game against the ACC team, people will take notice. So it's CBS Sports Network, both today and tomorrow. Today's game, like you said, it's 11:30 for you guys back home in Colorado. CBS Sports Network. So yeah, should be really fun. Like you say, but, you know, pretty high profile this game, and then especially if CSU can get Creighton, there will be a lot of eyeballs on the Rams these 2 days.
CSU Boston College coming up at 11:30. Hey, Steve Adazio's not there by chance, is he? I know that was his old team, Boston College. He's not around.
Yeah, these are his two old teams. Maybe he's going to pop by. You know? I think him and his staff are looking for jobs. So.
Well, maybe there's something there on the basketball side of things. Kevin, throw out that Twitter account because I say it and I'm not just kissing up to you. When it comes to in-depth Colorado State and general sports coverage, you are the absolute best. How can folks follow you and get your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, I'm at Kevin_Lytle, L-Y-T-L-E, on Twitter or X or whatever we're supposed to call it these days.
So you're in Kansas City. You're going to be in Hawaii in a couple of days, right? You are a traveling man.
Yep. All the CSU coverage, crisscrossing around the country, over the ocean and whatnot. So no other place you can find this decade coverage, I'll tell you that.
No, man, you're everywhere. Are the airports nuts, though? I mean, this is Thanksgiving week. It's constant travel
honestly,
for people.
Honestly, DIA yesterday was calmer than I expected, so that's good. We'll see what Kansas City looks like Friday, but it's a fairly small airport, so I think I'll be okay. But yeah, it's a crazy week. I'm glad I'm not flying today. I think I saw today's maybe the busiest travel day of the year.
Or
up there, at least.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it with Thanksgiving tomorrow. All right, I need your help. I'm doing all my picks today because we're off tomorrow and Friday. Colorado State, on the football side of things, they are 5.5-point favorites in Hawaii, and we know that in Hawaii is critical. Do they win? Do they cover? What are you thinking, man?
I had a long discussion about this with some folks, CSU folks, last night. I think CSU is going to win, but I do not think it's going to be easy. I'll split the difference. I'm going to say with that, CSU wins but does not cover. So a real nerve-wracking one for folks staying up till 1 a.m. or whatever it will be Colorado time watching the end of that one.
Oh. Gotta love it, though, man. It's going to be fun. It's a big game, and like you noted in the Colorado one, the Rams are playing meaningful football, final game of the season, Thanksgiving week. That right there is growth for Jay Norvell and his staff.
Absolutely. It's a big sign, and yeah, if they can get this one, it would be a really important marker in the rebuild.
Kevin, we'll let you go, my man. Excited to hear your thoughts on this tournament and then football and all that. We'll get back to Rams Weekly next week, but appreciate you as always. Safe travels. I know you'll be all over the place, and we'll look forward to getting you back.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado, and CSU Boston College coming up at 11:30.